Marsalek, Hans. Johann Karl, a.k.a. Hans Marsalek, born 19 July 1914, died 9 December 2011, was an Austrian communist of Bohemian descent. He got caught in 1941, organizing acts of sabotage, for which he ended up incarcerated at the Mauthausen camp. He was deployed there as a clerk, and used his position to organize the camp's inmate resistance group and carry out acts of sabotage. After the war, he was employed by the Austrian government as a special agent to hunt down alleged war criminals. He had a leading role in organizing an association of former Mauthausen inmates. Marsalek played a key role in the formation of atrocity lies about the Mauthausen camp when he signed an affidavit on 8 April 1946, claiming to have interrogated the former Mauthausen commandant Franz Zierreis and summarizing the contents of that alleged interrogation. 3870 PS, IMT, Volume 33, pages 279-286. In this affidavit, Marsalek claims that Zierreis had been shot by U.S. troops on 22 May 1945 when trying to flee, and was bleeding to death from 3 gunshot wounds. In that state, during the night from 22 to 23 May, he supposedly made the confession that Marsalek then summarized. Among other things, it contains the following absurd claims. Zierreis had personally executed 4,000 inmates. At the Gusen subcamp, pieces of human skin with tattoos on them were tanned and turned into book bindings, lampshades, and purses. Himmler allegedly ordered all inmates of the camps at Mauthausen and Gusen killed by herding them into a mining tunnel, then dynamiting the exit, thus burying them alive. The Mauthausen camp had a gassing facility, camouflaged as a bathroom. A gas van shuttled between the Mauthausen and Gusen camps, gassing inmates along the way, and it was driven by Zierreis himself. Between 1 and 1.5 million people were killed at the euthanasia center at Hertheim Castle near Linz. A key feature of this quote-unquote confession is that Marsalek has Zierreis incriminate the entire roster of leading SS personalities, Heinrich Himmler, Reinhard Heydrich, Ernst Kaltenbrunner, Heinrich Müller, Richard Glucks, and Oswald Pohl, among others. As such, the document was then used during the Nuremberg tribunals. A second version of this quote-unquote confession exists, presumably authored by 2 Polish inmates working at the Mauthausen Hospital, where Zierreis lay dying. This document is longer, was written during the night of 23 to 24 May 1945, and contains elements not included in Marsalek's version, but which makes even more absurd claims, such as a total of 4 million victims of the camps of the Mauthausen complex, 10 million victims from the areas of Warsaw, Kaunas, Kowno, and Libau. A homicidal gassing at the Gusen subcamp, although the entire orthodoxy agrees that this camp had no such facility. An undocumented Himmler visit to Mauthausen, during which he ordered the inmates working at the quarry to carry rocks weighing more than 50 kilograms, 110 pounds, up a steep hill. Zierreis getting summoned to Berlin, of which no trace exists, because the 3% mortality at his camp was considered much too low, while documents prove that Berlin always strove to reduce camp mortalities. An invented meeting of camp commandants at the Sachsenhausen camp, where they were allegedly shown an installation for neck-shooting inmates. Marsalek has admitted indirectly that his entire story of having interrogated Zierreis was invented, in the second, 1980 edition of his book on the history of the Mauthausen camp. We read that Zierreis was arrested on 23 May 1945, hence a day after he claims to have interviewed him. Furthermore, the book does not contain any reference to his alleged Zierreis interview anymore, but tellingly states in its preface on page 15 that, quote, all statements that cannot be documented have been deleted, unquote, including any reference to his 1946 affidavit. Marsalek thus became one of the most influential historians of the Mauthausen camp's history. For details, see Matonio 2016e, pages 133-150, Alvarez 2023, pages 144-147.